On Wednesday, February 12th, ACORN, or the Association of Community Organizations for Reform Now, a group that advocates for low and moderate income individuals, held rallies across Canada to encourage the federal government to implement regulations on non-sufficient fund fees, often referred to as NSF fees, charged by banks. These rallies are in response to a report published in November of 2024, wherein the Department of Finance proposed capping NSF fees at $10 and limiting the number of fees on an account to one every 72 hours. Currently, NSF fees average between $45 and $48 and occur when a transaction is declined due to a lack of funds. In Fredericton, ACORN members waved signs outside of the Scotiabank on King Street. I spoke with ACORN New Brunswick Chair Nicola Taylor on the scene to better understand how NSF fees affect low-income Fredericktonians.
It's a cycle of debt, if you think about it, because most banks are charging $48. If you're on low to moderate income, it's just a cycle, so you'll get charged that, and then if you haven't got enough money again, you'll get charged it again and again and again. So it keeps that person in that vicious loop. So it's important to cap them so that they are affordable, so that, you know, they're not being stuck in that circle.
Nicola elaborated on why ACORN decided to take action on NSF fees now.
We are putting pressure on the Liberal government to carry through the NSF fee cap. They said they were going to cap the NSF fees at $10. It hasn't been properly done yet, so we are putting pressure on them to do that before a possible general election is called. We want that to get through.
Part of ACORN's actions included an open letter to Minister of Finance Dominic LeBlanc, part of which reads, quote, ACORN Canada members would like to urge you and the federal government to take the last step needed to lower and regulate NSF fees, end quote. Nicola elaborated.
The whole point of it is to make the new finance minister, Dominic LeBlanc, aware of it. We are aware that there are other things that obviously is taking his time, like the tariffs and everything, and we understand that, but this really is important for so many people across Canada who are affected.
ACORN members in Fredericton said they chose the location of the rally deliberately, as the Scotiabank on King Street is on a busy intersection with four other bank branches. I reached out to Scotiabank, Bank of Montreal, and RBC, all of which did not respond with a comment before publication. This is Aidan Keenan for CHSR 97.9 FM and the Local Journalism Initiative.